Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. AOC has jumped on the bully Stephen Miller train, and she's not pulling any punches. She went live on Instagram last night and started talking about how he's insecure, not masculine. He looks like he's 4'10". If you don't know who Stephen Miller is, he's Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff. I'm sorry for the jump scare on screen just then, but this guy is genuinely consumed by hatred at all times. He pushes the most extremist policies in the Trump administration, and he guides them in a more and more radical direction at the expense of the most vulnerable communities. I've made videos about how when he was 17 years old, there's a video of him saying, "Torture is part of the human language." He's just saying insane stuff throughout his entire life. And we're going to go through his fascistic urges. Before we jump into AOC's take on him, Governor Gavin Newsom has been doing a great job at holding the line and calling Miller a fascist on a daily basis. It is hilarious because MAGA is not happy. He said the other day, "The predator known as Stephen Miller is targeting children. Fire him. Stephen is a sick man." And it's an article that says, "ICE zip-ties children in horrific raid on Chicago apartment building." This actually happened in Chicago. Then he posted, "Live look at Stephen Miller tonight." And it's a photo of Voldemort screaming. And then Stephen Miller says, "Why do you think they posted this?" when Newsom called him a fascist. So then the Newsom press account decided to post again and said, "Textbook definition, fascism, an authoritarian, far-right political ideology defined by a dictatorial leader, aggressive nationalism, suppression of opposition, and tight control over all aspects of society. Are Trump and Miller fascists? They're authoritarian, far-right political ideology defined by a dictatorial leader. They both support aggressive nationalism, suppression of opposition, and they seek tight control over all aspects of society." This got Derek Van Orden so mad, he called for the arrest of Newsom. This guy who says he's like a journalist on Twitter said, "At this point, this reaches the threshold of domestic terrorism. This is no longer inflammatory. It is criminal. U.S. Code Section 2331. No one is above the law, California governor." Okay, so you want to arrest Governor Newsom for exercising speech and calling you a fascist, therefore proving that you are exactly what Governor Newsom called you. I mean, just read this excerpt from an article from The Atlantic. It says, "Stephen Miller spent his weekend, as he is often doing, describing American politics as if the nation were in the advanced stages of a civil war, and as if he were dictating a message while racing to a mountain hideout to escape bloodthirsty guerrillas. Quote, there is a large and growing movement of left-wing terrorism in this country. It is well-organized and funded," he wrote on X. "It is shielded by far-left Democrat judges, prosecutors, and attorneys general. The only remedy is to use legitimate state power to dismantle terrorism and terror networks. Oh, I'm sorry that we call you a fascist for using fascist rhetoric about dismantling left-wing organizations. They want to charge George Soros with a RICO." You know, people say that Twitter isn't real life, but all of the biggest conspiracy theories from Twitter and 4chan and these right-wing circles are dripping into real life, and now they want to target some billionaire philanthropist, George Soros, with RICO charges. There's no evidence. It's Trump working backwards, saying he wants to target him with a RICO, and now they're looking for any sort of evidence. But I love how it's worded here. It's like Stephen Miller is racing to a mountain hideout to escape enemies. And that's very, very true. Sorry for the jump scare one more time, but let's jump into this AOC clip. By the way, the Adam Mockler channel is racing towards 2 million followers. You can help today by clicking subscribe below. You all are the best, and let's watch this clip.
The point is that they are scrapping and grasping at straws because they have nothing else. Laugh at them. Stephen Miller is a clown. I've never seen that guy in real life, but he looks like he's like 4'10". And he looks like he is angry about the fact that he's 4'10". And he looks like he is so mad that he is 4'10", that he's taking that anger out at any other population possible. Like, laugh at them. Laugh at them. Yes, they are dangerous. Yes, we're here to be strong for one another. We need to expose the lies. We need to never let off like never let off the gas when it comes to protecting one another, exposing the lies, documenting things. We're seeing this too, right? And so I think this is just, I think it's very important to be able to hold multiple things at once. And we've seen this work in other cultures. We've seen this work in other countries. Yes, the resistance to authoritarianism is very real. The risks of abuse of power are very real. But one of the most powerful cultural things that you can do to a political movement that is predicated on the puffery of insecure masculinity. That's what this is about. This isn't, people talk about toxic masculinity. More than, it's like, let's put that to the side for just one second. This is about insecure masculinity. And one of the best ways that you can dismantle a movement of insecure men is by making fun of them. By having secure men who aren't afraid of successful people around them, who are good dads, who have strong values, also participating in that as well. So like, that's what I have for that. And also someone said, short kings are great. Absolutely. I'm not here. I want to absolutely make sure that I talk about that. I'm not here to make fun of anyone's anything, but the way people overcompensate over their own stories is what I'm talking about there. So thank you for the clarification. I appreciate that.
I think the general rule is don't punch down. I mean, if you say something sweeping about like short people, blah, 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 then you are hurting a lot of people who you inadvertently may not mean to hurt. But if you say that Stephen Miller is insecure because he is short and he channels that through, you know, hatred, that's a little bit different. You don't have to generalize, but this is literally punching up in every sense of the term. He is in the second highest position of power right now as the deputy chief of staff to Donald Trump. I mean, I would argue he is the shadow president, so he's in one of the highest positions of power possible. But I mean, this article says the provocation for this latest sweaty missive was an unfavorable judicial ruling. Stephen Miller is right now going for it all. This article is titled Stephen Miller is Going for Broke. He now sees Charlie Kirk's death, along with a few other key moments, along with this government shutdown, along with certain conspiracy theories floating around about George Soros, as an opportunity, a window to launch in and take down what he deems as left-wing terrorist organizations, when that entire thing is a misnomer. There are not terrorist organizations funding people in the United States. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed below. We are working hard to get to 2 million followers, and you guys can help us get there. I will see you all in the next video. More debates coming. We are launching a series soon. It's going to get more fun, more interesting, so stick around. Love you all. Peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.